Everybody wants to treat me so cold. But I know I love you when you love me. So I want a lover.
To my glide, I like to avoid any type of complications. These problems can be fixed with some simple communication. I'm in it for the long run, because I'm sure that you're the one. I'm too high off your love, baby. I can't get enough, baby. Your love is my drug, baby. Tell that motherfucker I love you, baby.
To girl, go ahead, baby, you know this your world. Give me a chance and I'll rock your world. Fuck all this water, I give you a pearl. giving me life. Put me a cup, I'm feeling real right. Baby, you different, can't even describe. When I was down bad, you stayed by my side. Look at us, we're like Bonnie and Clyde. The way that you're looking at me with them eyes. I love me a beautiful bustin' beside. Just wanna take you on a lovable ride. I'll give you my love for the day that I die. Damn, I think I got butterflies in my inside.
I'm too high, I feel low.
Outside is cloudy, but I like that better. Behind no wheel, but still ain't on my way. Some people say they want to live forever. That's way too long, I'll just get through the day without any complications. Does it always gotta? Gotta be so complicated. Ooh. When I'm way too young to be getting old, and all I wanna do is look, but I can't see, baby. Who you talking to while you're talking to me, baby? Let me know if I can see you later. We could make it easy. I spent the whole day in my head. Do a little spring cleaning. I'm always too busy dreaming. Well, maybe I should wake up instead. A lot of things I regret, but I just say I forget. Or can it just be easy? Why does everybody need me to stay? Oh, I hate the feeling when you're high, but you're underneath the ceiling. Got the cards in my hand, I hate dealing. Yeah. Get everything I need and I'm gone. But it ain't stealing. Can I get a break? I wish that I could just get out my goddamn way. What is it to say? There ain't a better time than today. Trying to figure everything out, and all I do is say sorry. Half the time I don't even know what I'm saying it about. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down, but when I'm flying, no, it make them so uncomfortable, so different. What's the difference when it ain't that bad? It could always be worse. I'm running out of gas, hardly anything left. Hope I make it home from work. Well, so tired of being so tired. Well, I gotta build something beautiful just to go set it on fire. Truth don't sound like the truth, maybe because it ain't. I just love the way it sound when I say it. Yeah, it's what I do. If you know me, it ain't thing new. Back up to the moon. Haven't seen the sun in a while, but I heard that the sky's still blue. Yeah, heard they don't talk about me too much no more. That's a problem with a closed door. Good news, good news, good news, that's all they wanna hear. No, they don't like you when I'm down, but when I'm flying, no, it make them so uncomfortable, so different. What's the difference? There's a whole lot more for me waiting on the other side. I'm always wondering. Summer, I know maybe I'm too late. I could make it there some other time. I finally discover that there's a whole lot more for me waiting. That there's a whole
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's 5:33 in the morning. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here with Jackson. Hi, Jackson. Hey. How's it going?
Yo, what's up?
Not too much. Just sitting here checking our credit reports, you know.
Oh, nice.
It's an important you guys are thing to do. It's just sure a reminder to credit. Our listeners out there to check your credit. Always good to check your credit, Patrick.
That's good advice.
Yes, I never checked my credit before, and now I know.
Yeah, I've never checked my credit.
Well, if you want to check your credit score, head down to creditkarma.ca. This
Wait, really?
Advertisement was brought to you by creditkarma.ca.
Wait, is that actually, you could just do it? Like how do you even, how is that calculated?
It gets it for you for free.
Like, I've paid all my, like, credit card bills. Is that, like...
Sorry?
I've paid, like, all my credit card bills. Is that, like, a good credit?
You probably have great credit.
I think that's the only thing that, like, I have that, like, would even... Because I don't have, like, a... Like, I don't know. Mortgage or anything. I haven't started paying my student loans back. I think the card's the only thing... But I don't know, like, yeah, anyway. I've never checked.
I'm sure you've got great credit, Jackson. I believe in it.
Thanks.
That means he has even
better credit. What is he even used for?
Being in debt and having debts improves your credit, actually. Fun fact.
Wait, really?
Anyways, speaking of credits, yeah.
Wait, really. What's your credit even for?
That's what I was about to get into, actually. Your credit.
Okay.
It's a whole system devised by, like, our Western countries. And basically based on your credit score, like, which is, like, your score on, like, paying back money, loans, like, your credit card bills, like, if you're in debt, like, owe money to, like, certain people or collection agencies given a failure to pay your bills, it just, like, changes your credit score. It's, like, a whole system, and you get a number, and basically based on this number, you could be allowed to move into certain places, given certain jobs, there's a bunch of things that people could do with your credit score. What else could they do with your credit score? You could maybe not get an apartment because of having a bad credit score. You could not get a job. Do you know anything else, Patrick? Maybe not get lent money, not get mortgaged,
true,
by a house.
True.
But anyways, it's such an interesting system because here in like Canada and in the United States, we'll often talk about like China, for example, and them having a social credit score, like based on violating laws, your social credit score goes down, and how much of a authoritarian thing this like is, you know, and how much of a violation of our
that
of one's rights
like
it could be. And it's just
the
like a capitalist
score,
version of
you're right.
Yeah, I totally see what you mean. On one hand it's behavioral, and the other hand it's like economically behavioral.
It's like it's the same thing. Giving you a rating.
Yeah,
it's how good
it's
you are to
weird,
society.
Honestly, if you ask me, it's like kind of backwards. Like we speak about like being free and like the free market and all these things, but your credit score is just like stuck on you, you know? And like there's no erasing it. It's part of your public record, whether you like it or not. And it could really choose your path.
Damn, I should see. Now I'm like nervous, dude.
You're nervous. I wouldn't be nervous. Just head to creditkarma.com.
Dude, now I'm like, what if like I, what if I missed a bunch and I forgot or something, and like I didn't know that my credit score was just terrible.
I'm sure you have a great credit score, Jackson. You know, our listeners, they
this is something that I've literally never given like
any thought.
Brain cells.
That's the whole point of it.
Wait.
It's kind of weird. We all have a ranking, a social ranking based
okay.
on our habits of borrowing money and how often we borrow money and what we do with this borrowing of money.
Let's see.
I read an interesting critique on the internet on it. I'm trying to find it now. But, credit scores are a scam.
Credit scores.
Credit scores in the era of big data.
Dude,
honestly,
wait, this,
I have
this
to
could
read
be
more
a cause.
About this, talk about
I could get behind this cause.
Of what, credit scores being a scam?
Yeah, even though I barely know anything about it, like that just seems like a fun cause to get behind.
What do you think, Patrick?
I'm seeing here there's this company called Equifax, and I can distinctly remember that they fuck up a lot. They fuck up a lot.
Did they get hacked like one year?
That's the thing. They get hacked knowing, like, people point out, like, hey, you're gonna get hacked, and they're like, nah, we're good, and then they get hacked, and a whole shit ton of people get their identity stolen there.
Here, on the Wikipedia page of credit score in the United States, there's several critiques of credit score that are widely known even on Wikipedia, and, one, it's credit scores and morality. Credit scores have been widely criticized as a systematic way to measure morality. They track consumption choices over time, and so they are used to reflect a person's ability to manage money. The classification system of credit scores rewards consumers who belong to the right category and excludes those who are on the fringes of classification. Other critiques, you know, employment decisions, easily gamed, I'm not sure what that means. Discriminatory effects. Credit scores are widely used as the basis for decisions to allow or deny individuals the opportunity to do things like taking out loans, buy houses and cars, open credit cards, and other kinds of accounts, this has been criticized as a practice having discriminatory effects. They purport to measure creditworthiness by looking at information like the number of accounts held, length of credit, history of paying back borrowed money, and punctuality of payment. As they become a necessary... Basically, it's a system that has come to serve as a wall between favored and disfavored classes of people, given the ability to borrow and, you know, using money in this way that many people choose not to use their money. Credit. Look out for it. It's coming for you. Look out for your credit score.
Yo, if you don't have a good credit score, just remember it's a scam.
Yeah, just remember it's a scam and it's not real. It's just a number.
Remember, your credit score isn't real.
Life after 9:30 p.m. It's real and it's coming back, baby. It's back already. And no, it's gonna. When's it coming back?
Yeah, starting May 28th, the Quebec government just announced on Tuesday that curfew's over. Starting on May 28th or 24th.
All right.
Yeah, 28th, I believe. So
how long was that?
That was a really fucking long time staying inside. Starting maybe January even.
Yeah, something January. Like that, right? Like, that's what I thought. It just sounded so crazy in my head. But yeah, like, so we did it. We made it through the curfew period. Congrats, everybody.
I honestly never thought we were going to get through the whole thing. Well, yeah, I just never thought it was going to be over.
We see the light at the end of the tunnel right now. We're like crawling through the tunnel. You know, rations are low. Morality is low. But now we see the light at the end, and we're just, like, crawling a bit faster. Now we're excited.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
Yeah, super weird. It's also just funny that people are, like, thanking the government for, like,
Yeah.
And, like, so happy at the government for abolishing this curfew and being like, oh, thank you for giving us no curfew. And it's just crazy that it's something we take for granted that, like, before this isn't something we had to thank the government for being allowed to go out past 9:30. Don't get me wrong, I'm all for health measures, like, with COVID and, like, public safety and health measures, but I don't really think the curfew was a very good one. And, yeah, it's just kind of strange to be thanking the government for giving us back our ordinary, you know, life freedoms of just going outside and enjoying the outdoors.
True.
Yeah, I guess as curfews go, it was a pretty shit curfew, huh? A lot of people got fucked over in the beginning, especially when it was cold. Yeah. There was that guy who froze...
Yeah. Rest in peace. That's fucked up.
Milton Shelter. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, for real. And a lot of people suffered due to the curfew.
Up to think about that something like that could have adverse effects like that, but...
But it did. Yeah, so it's good to not have this curfew anymore. I hope everyone enjoys their summer outdoors, get to go for those late night walks, those late night strolls. Now you don't need a dog to do that anymore. And yeah, get outside, breathe some good old fresh air deep into those nostrils.
I think the city's about to become a lot more colorful.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot more. A lot more people out there.
A lot more colorful, eh? Yeah, the city's gonna get a lot more colorful, that's for sure. I can't wait. Shout out to all the people bringing some color to the city and making it lively. That's all I gotta say, really. Anyways, yeah, it's the countdown to May 28th. We're just almost a week away, so stay tuned for a great time in a colorful city. You're listening to William Shatner's Whiskey Tears here on CKUT. 90.3 FM. It's currently 5:45 in the morning here in Montreal, Quebec. And let's get back into some music and have a grand old time. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back real soon.
Give closure. I would take breaks, but I'd rather move forward. I done been chewed up, spit out, kicked out, let down, but I'm still a motherfucking soldier. So fuck what you told me if you show me different. Fuck what you show me if you came up missing. I know that actions speak louder than words. The thing about change ain't never consistent. I ain't got paid more than I paid attention. I didn't feel pain more than I like to mention. Hold on my sleeve till it's left on the curb. When I smoke this herb, I can't make a decision. You niggas be bitches, you bitches be hoes. You switching up more than you switch your clothes. I push that white till I get it in gold. And light up that heat when the nights get too cold. The only thing keeping me up from the lows, besides all the bread I'ma make from these shows. My life going fast and my life moving slow. And I've been on no for 5 days in a row. I might fly away.
Can't pick a side, the Gemini. Prophesize if we live or not. Promise mama not to fit on by. Seen black turn to burgundy. Honey double my norm greedy. Stuck inside the belly of the beast. Can't you please pray for me?
Get God on the phone.
Said it won't be long. I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoams. My hood going crazy. Where did we go wrong? I see jiggaboos. I see styrofoam.
Get top on the phone.
Tell the squad, come on. We go ball again. Before he call us home. World is going crazy. Where did we go wrong? It's a tidal wave. It's a thunderdome.
Get God on the phone.
I just got a raise.
I just got a raise.
Spent it all on
I
me.
Spent it all on me.
Diamonds all of praise.
Diamonds all of praise.
And I'm bossing up.
And I'm bossing up.
Bitch, get out the way.
Bitch, get out the way.
I'm the only way. We can fornicate.
Ah,
pimping and posing. Look what I drove in.
Ah,
having these hoes in. I know that I'm chosen.
Ah,
I live out of cold and me and my bros in.
Ah,
My dollars ain't folding. You was never the homie.
Hunted up with my numb greedy, stuck inside the belly of the beast. Can you please pray for me?
Get God on the phone.
Said it won't be long. I see jiggaboos, I see styrofoams. My hood going brazen. Where did we go wrong? I see jiggaboos, I see styrofoams.
Get top on the phone.
What's up, my nigga?
Cornrow Kenny, he was born with a vision all morning with the mixed dashboard, triple digit parallel park like an alien came visit. Slide show for the night show, 10 bitches. Fine nose with a blindfold, King Kendrick.
Hello, Billy.
So many plays on me, I finesse. Palisade views with some sex. I lost a lot of love for missionary. This the first time, I confess. Me and Top is like a Kobe and Phil. A father figure, fuck with him, you get killed. Fuck with me and he'll kill yourself. TDE, the Mafia, the West. Moving silence, yeah, we juggling like that. Act of violence, yeah, we juggling like that. I did a lot of dumb shit in my past. Lord forgive me, hoping I don't relapse. Dave just bought a new 911. Almost thought I seen another plane crash. Q just bought a brand new McLaren. Rock a lock about the bottom projects. Moosa got his son dripping in gold. Ali about to let his hair down on hoes. Me, I'm about to let my hair down on hoes. Top billing, that's a mid in the show. Might blow the whole no whammy on soul. Might tell Obama be more like Punch. Soundwave caught a Grammy last year. Mac Wap bet he do what he want. Fuck you niggas, level two, I'm not done. Two T's told me that I'm the one. I can put a rapper on life support. Guarantee that something none of you want. 10 homies down and they all serving life. What is like 2,500 a month? What if I empty my bank out and stunt?
What if I certified all of these ones? Bitch, I get buck, I'm as real as the gum. Shit is amazing, I'm feeding my craving. You know that you want me, come in on the baby. I'm fucking them crazy. Serving it like I belong in the basement. Alive as the daisy. Yeah, yeah, my relative, black cherry soda. Pistol when poverty, come get the
note. Get top on the phone.
Who doing the drums? Man, put that nigga on the drums, man. Yep, all day. Mortal Man and Kunta. Christ Dad.
Tricking off a dollar, spending my hard earned. I'd rather get a purse and deal with the hard burn. She don't wanna work, she taking a week off. Shit, I'm starting to think you don't even have a job. Looking at your exes, all of them ball players. 2012 Lexus still ain't paid off yet. Pulling out my wallet, no credit cards in it. If I let you play, you gon' have a ball with it. You don't want the chips if they got the Glock icing. You only want the pins if it's AMG kitty. But if I get benched, based off suspicion, is you gon' sing like Bobby in New Edition? Forget it, mama told me put the kid in, so I did it. But that baby came up like a Samuel in Pulp Fiction. I'm light-skinned, my granddaddy Indian. You fucking with my lineage and dividends. Peace and light, I wish you all.
like I'm out to lunch.
Honest, honest.
I'm trying to forget it. You know, it's just really disheartening. But, I done paid for all kinds of nursing classes. And now she says she want to be a motherfucking makeup artist.
What's going on right here?
CKUT 90.3 FM. You're listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at 5:56 in the morning. We've reached just about the end of our show right now. It was a bit of a weird one. We spoke about a wide range of topics, from eating bugs in the future to bad credit scores. We also had my friend Patrick back on the show. It was great to have him back on the show. It's been a long time since we've had him on here. Patrick, thanks for being with us. You got anything to say?
Oh, just sometimes we're at the end of the tunnel. It feels like the tunnel's still never going to end, but it will. So for everyone who's at the end of their rope, just take a deep breath and try again.
Yeah, thanks for that, Patrick. That was very well put and a great way to end this off. So let's end it on that note. Thanks for listening to William Shatner's Whisk Tears here at 5:57 in the morning on Thursday. Good morning. Good night. Those of you going to bed. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Here's a classic. Here's Ladyfingers by Herb Alpert and Tijuana Brass. Peace.
Thank you.
You are listening to Amontolingo Affair.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.